Therefore thus said Jehovah, if you turn, I will restore you, and you will stand before me. And if you separate the precious from the vile, you will be like my mouth. They turn to you, and you do not turn to them. It seems that in these moments of crisis and difficulty, it is difficult to learn, to observe what really helps us grow and to improve. I think that generally, what captures our attention the most is what everyone talks about: illness, sadness, depression. There are some who are already tired of hearing about the coronavirus. And it is hardly because perhaps from the moment we get up until we go to bed, all the time we are hearing about the same thing. In our heart, there is a longing, good news. However, the good news will not come because unless our attitude is different, and our attitude is not going to be different unless our mind, our thoughts are completely renewed, or what is already inside of us. And each time we lend our ears and focus on problems, we feel in a dead-end room. The more we feed our hearts with anxiety, sadness, pain, the more we'll find ourselves at a crossroads. The more we'll find ourselves between a rock and a hard place. The more we will begin to see that around us, the difficulties are enlarging, and we begin to diminish in faith. The enemy's strategy is for this time is to oppress you and to make you whine in faith. Try to fill your head with so much bad news that you get to the moment when you begin to forget of every promise that God has given to you, and that we stop really seeing what is important, necessary, and what is going to sustain us. It is there when we realize that we are in the midst of complicated circumstances. But it is there where meditating on this word in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 19, the Lord begins to say, if we learn to cull, what is cull? To search, to observe, and filter the precious of the vile, you will be like my mouth. In other words, we will begin to really speak his words, which are going to be fulfilled and bring fulfillment for our house and for our life. And more we see sickness, the more we get spiritually sick, the more we receive bad news, the worse we feel. But when we begin to connect to faith, to connect to God's words, to connect to the promises of God, then that faith begins to strengthen, and we begin to really displace everything that is around us that can affect us in one way or another. And then we can move forward towards what God has for us. Learn to select the preciousness of the vile. It's complicated, but it is not impossible. And more so, when we have the Holy Spirit on our side to cleanse our eyes and to be able to see what really is important. Where am I going with this? Because many times we judge everything that is happening today as an act of punishment from God or as an act of Satan. But what if we stop for a moment and begin to realize the precious, the vile? Let's start meditating and realize what things have changed in this time of quarantine. What things have changed in these difficult moments? What things have changed and improved? Yes, if we do not have to be locked up at home, what is happening today? How would our life continue? We will continue to the races without resting, without spending time with our children, with family, without talking a break to see what we have to change. Because while we go to the races, the small details pass us, and we will simply say that everything is fine. Today I invite you to that. The help of God has come down. We can tell him, Lord, show me how precious of what is happening now. From some, the coronavirus can do something fatal. And maybe it is. But in between, from the storm, the fidelity of the Lord is always announced that there is. He opens new paths, new roads, and shows us His provision, His love, His mercy, His trust. There are things that we could not receive or know. If everything is well, for example, when Simon had the experience with Jesus, where he saw the miracles of the fishing, it didn't happen when Simon's boats were full. It happened when he couldn't catch anything all night. And then his boat was empty. That's when the wonderful miracle happened. It was when the people were hungry, when he could observe with only 5 loaves and 2 fish, he fed more than 5,000 people. It was the people of Israel, when they were in the desert in the middle of nowhere, who began to experience being sustained directly by God from heaven. Do you know what it's to be in the desert? Not being able to buy anything, or suddenly not having money, and not knowing where you're going to eat, and what you're going to drink, and how you're going to dress, and how you're going to support your family. Perhaps you are going through that situation. It is the same as the people of Israel in the desert. But you know, in the middle of the desert, when they were hungry, God opened the heavens. And He sent them bread from heaven. And when they were tired of the bread from heaven, God sent quail. And then when they were able to eat meat, when they were thirsty, Moses spoke to the rock, and the water came out of the rock. In the middle of the inclement sun, did not affect them, because there was a column of cloud protecting them. At night, the animals, the beasts of the desert, they did not harm them. Do you know why? Because at night, there was a cloud of fire above them, guarding them. There was a column of fire like a giant torch lighting up the camp. Unfortunately, we do not see these things. But we focus on what we should not focus on. It happens like Peter. When he got out of the boat and began to walk on the water, began perhaps to doubt something in his heart, to ask himself many questions in his mind. And he diverted his gaze from Jesus. While looking at Jesus, his steps, they were firm on the water. The supernatural was manifested in those moments. But when we divert our gaze from Jesus, we begin to be sustained by the natural, and the laws of nature operate in the laws of gravity. And under the law of nature, Peter could not walk on the water. Under the laws of nature, it is impossible for this to happen. But since he had his gaze fixed on Jesus, can you imagine, right? He was walking on water. A gaze that we divert from Jesus will make our attention be placed on the test, the difficulties, about strong winds. Do I make myself be understood right now? What are you observing today? What are you observing? The bad of the crisis? Are you observing the bad of the situation? Because we do not change our position. And we begin to look from the perspective in which God sees it. Now, to see from God's perspective, there has to be a change in our interior. To see from God's perspective, we have to be transformed. That's why God told Jeremiah, first, you have to convert. Come back to my Jeremiah. If today you regret and recognize that you have failed, that you are far away, and you seek my presence, you want to rule your life, then I will restore you. And when I restore you, you'll begin to look at things in a different way. And you have been able to understand me in these moments, observing the coronavirus and everything that has happened first. It has led us to meet as a family, parents returning home, children returning home, being locked up in the house. At some point, there must be communication. At some point, the pride has to go. At some point, the pain for a failure in the family has to end. And God's love will begin to operate. At some point, you will sit as a family in the living room, and they will begin to share. And then the distance, unable to forgive, will disappear. And the love of God will begin to bring healing in each heart in the family. Another thing that we can notice is the rest and the blessing of being able to be in home with family. It's wonderful to see how God provides. and you have your fridge to see how God acted in the midst of crisis, when perhaps at work they told you, you are not going to work with us anymore, or perhaps they lowered your salary. I don't know what could happen, but then you cry out to God and you begin to see God act in the midst of every situation, how He takes care of everything, because He is your wonderful Father. He begins to see what is in the midst of this clouded world, saying that this is vile. We will be able to see and recover again family, love, peace in the midst of crisis, knowing God, turning to God with all our heart. And if you are in a ministry, in a church, being able to stop and fall in love more with God, that of the ministry, falling more in love with God than with the leadership that you have or from the position that you have, begin to reevaluate things. Indeed, some begin to realize in the midst of the crisis that there were designs that God had in store for you, and who is revealing them to you. New strategies, new designs, new teachings, new things that were always there, but what we could never see. But now, when we turn to God, we begin to see in the midst of the vile, this world is announcing the preciousness that God had declared, and that it's doing something to reflect. And today is important. That's why the Lord tells you, if you hear my voice today, do not harden your heart. Open your heart to Christ. Open your heart to God. Let go of all pride. Surrender to God. And enjoy this time, because there are already better times. Father, thank you for your words. Thank you for what you teach us. And we continue to mention good things that are happening in the midst of everything. Keeping ourselves in health. Sharing with our family, reflecting at work, new strategies to take a break, to remain in you, to know you more. And we can add so many good things, Lord. In the midst of this crisis, we can extract the precious from the vial and be like your mouth, because from your mouth, words never come out of curse. From your mouth always comes words of life and not of death. In your mouth is the breath of life. In your mouth, there is life in abundance. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. He invites you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. You can also follow him on Instagram as Pastor Elias HC. Remember that God always arrives just in time. Blessings.